Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Having a great time here this morning with the boys, Cal and Eric Sheets from Cal's Two Speed Reels. And boy, just a great time. So much cool stuff to cover. And I always love shows like this, Corey, because so much comes out that I had no idea about.
Right.
Being around those reels forever, didn't know about, this bearing does that, and this is how we can trick that out. And I just love the idea of you guys taking people's gear that they have to the next level. And it's just the next, evolution, and so much been big fish going on that, your world has kind of been brought to so many more people. You've always been the gurus of the guys long range fishing for big tuna, but big tuna fishing for the longest time was just held to a small segment of people who are able to have the time and the distance and go, test themselves and their tackle against these big fish. And now that big fish lives
here.
Yeah, exactly. And Gals is a household name.
and there's so many new reels on the market. The less expensive reels and the more expensive reels. And I thoroughly enjoy tinkering with them, okay?
Sure.
I've had some requests to put higher high-speed gears in some of the VISX models.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how do I do that?
Right? This is pretty cool.
Crazy.
We're having a great show, man.
Yeah, and if you want to join us, you can hear Cal and Eric. God, just incredible, the engineering and the things that go through. If you have a question, the number here is 213-432-1090. Or you can text us via the app, and that's definitely a cool way to do it. But the $125 for the caller, Rick, is kind of described the...
Yeah, I mean, you're basically getting a reel service, and that service has a value of all the way up to that amount, depending on what you guys do. And that reel service is good for any of that most popular reel that we're doing right now, the Talica, the Torque, the Fathom, the Speedmaster, that two-speed reel. And that could be from a 10 that a guy fishing 40-pound that he loves. Like, if I've got my Talica 10 and it's my most favorite reel, but I want to make sure I'm getting everything out of that, I could, have you guys do the service.
We've worked on the 8s and 10s, we've done it, worked on all of them.
Or maybe you've got a TAC 20, and that's your big bluefin outfit, and you've been putting it through its paces the last couple of years, and you want to go give it the love from having Cal and Eric completely go through that thing and just make sure that she's in the best possible shape forward when it comes out of your hands.
I just love that reel.
TAC 20.
Yeah.
So what does Eric do to a Talica 20? After he fished it and after I've established my bait line, baseline, and I really like, going as a flat fall reel for catching a big tuna, how does that thing totally trick out?
So I did have a 25, and I liked it, but I wanted something just a little bit narrower. Cal was talking about where you stack the Spectra. So we were able to stack the Spectra with that lighter Spectra underneath, and that got me the capacity of the 25, but I'm still fishing the 20. So... We blueprinted it. I set it up where I can fish a 100-pound test on the one that I use, and I'm in the 25, 27 pounds of drag at strike. I mean, good stiff drag, but not stupid drag. And then we ended up putting a lower low gear into it because I was wanting it for, let's say, something above 150. Mm-hmm. That's something like that. That's what I was really hoping for. And that's where, when he was talking about stacking the Spectra, we did the different colors. We did every 50 yards, 75 yards, 100 yards, whatever it is that you decided that you wanted. And so I had that set up, and I don't remember whether we put a longer handle on it or not. Yeah, just a little bit longer handle. So for like myself, being above 50, when you can put the lower gear and a longer handle, it's just that much easier, right?
I mean, that's one plus two. I mean, that equals.
And so we took a great reel And again, just customized it.
Yeah.
If you got a Ford truck or whatever it is, and you hot rod, you make it like a pre-runner type or whatever. I mean, it's doing all of that.
But the handle's not too long to where in the high gears you're not.
That is correct.
Yeah. Right.
That is correct.
And I'll bet just those little, I mean, the gear ratio, it's a little change. The handle's just a little change.
Yep.
But those little things make a big difference when it's at the end of the line.
Yeah.
That's cool.
You just, you know, you're putting all the little advantages in your column towards you as opposed to the fish.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That's great. Well, we got a lot going on, including finding out what's going on in the water.
We do, Rick. And the Catch Report is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns into San Diego landings, as well as your private boat catch. Now, with Fish Pros and Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked, jerky fish, spices, rubs, their smoked cheeses, and an awesome selection of smoked cheese, and their famous tuna burgers and their amazing poke kit, too. They are now open at their new location in Old Town on Taylor Street. Call for details or order online at fishmansprocessing.com.
That's awesome. Hey, we got the man standing by, our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish, has got our fishdope.com report. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Corey, Cal, Eric. What a great show, man. I bet you're going to get a whole bunch of Talladega 20s flooding your way after that.
Hey, I can only hope.
Yeah, give me the Eric special.
You know, mine might be one of them there. That was fascinating listening to all that. But, hey, guys, it's been another amazing week for the private boat fleet. Heard some incredible stories these past few days for sure. Now, we're definitely seeing a little shift to kind of a warmer water scenario. Some of them warm water players are making the move here down below San Diego. They had really good patty fishing this week. A whole bunch of new fish moved in, good grade yellows, along with quite a bit more Dorado. And some of that Dorado, I was just talking to Danny from Fish Dope just a few minutes ago. There's a couple kelps around that 371, 425 zone like that that's got quite a bit of Dorado on it. And that's early for that much fish to be here, so that's like really good news. And mixed in with those guys, there's a sprinkle yellowfin and even a rumor of a skipjack, and a few hammerhead sharks are biting people's fish. So
okay. We're
definitely seeing that shift toward a little warmer water scenario. But with all that happening, there's still definitely no shortage of bluefin tunas around there. Holy cow, from just below the rigs to right inside Newport there, 3 miles off of Newport, Big Fulmer came up last night. One of the sport boats got one going home. And down toward that 267 out in front of Dana like that has been a decent area, mostly later in the afternoon. And then outside the 9 to the ridges there, the 181, 182 has been a good area. The 289 mackerel bank zone on the inside of Clemente has been a good one. And then the mother load is centered up above the west end there. It's kind of been around that 499 down toward the west end of Clemente some, up toward the Osborne Bank by Santa Barbara Island, and then in towards Ben West and Catalina. It's a huge area and a lot of big fish in there. Seen some amazing pictures of breezers and meter marks, and heard some fantastic stories from that zone here these past few days. And also some good flatfall fishing in the dark on them big ones up there. So at the islands, pretty nice weather again, so Nick's back on the playlist there. Big yellows around the sand spit past few days. Same with Santa Barbara Island there. Big yellows on the bay grounds around the back. At Catalina, really kind of just standard summertime crowd pleasers biting, but a little twist yesterday. Some school-sized bluefin showed up right around the west end of the island. A couple different spots guys saw
them, cool.
Splashing around just like they used to do when I was a kid a million years ago. We used to catch them there at Catalina. And at Clemente, lots of yellows there, big yellows, backside middle, backside west, like that. And then scattered around for big game anglers, or different grade of big game anglers anyway, much more marlin showing up. I mean, can you imagine sliding up on a foam or a bluefin, throwing your stick bait in the middle of it, and then you get a bite and you're all fired up thinking it's a nice tuna fish, and a marlin comes up jumping right in the middle of it with your bait out of his mouth. We got a lot of stuff going on, guys. It's flat, calm weather and big biting fish just about everywhere. It's definitely time to go fishing.
You can sign me up for that problem.
Right?
No problem. Yeah, I'll take that just fine. That's cool. Well, Mark, great report. Gosh, I can't even get over it. Those are the ones that we like, and some really good info on fishdope.com all the time. Thanks to guys like yourself. Thanks to Danny. Thanks to Jeff. Always compiling all that great information and having it in a great rundown. And if you want to save $20 off of a new membership to fishdope.com, use the code Hookup Now, all lowercase, no space. Hookup Now saves you $20 on a new membership to fishdope.com. And, Mark, if somebody wants to find you, how do we do that?
Well, we're still in Huntington Beach on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger there by the big Chevron station. Phone numbers, area code 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And we're, before too much longer, we're going to have some new pictures of a brand new bait tank. We decided to pull the trigger on making a 60-gallon flatback for the guys that want a little bit bigger flatback tank to go on the swim step or up against the bulkhead. So we're going to be doing that. And also just want to mention that we're still looking for that perfect combination of people to take over the tackle store operation. You know, we've had plenty of people we've talked to, but haven't found just quite the right crowd yet. So just want to let it know that we're still got that tackle store part for sale there. So
that opportunity still exists.
It does exist, and it's, boy, it's been fun. Sometimes I kick myself in the butt for thinking about doing what we're doing, because business is good, as you well know, and we're having a blast, but, you know, it's I think it's time.
I like it, Mark. A great report. If somebody wants to come in and buy some tackle or buy a tackle store, one more time, shoot us the number. How do we reach you?
714-840-4262. And we'll talk to you guys next week.
Great job, buddy. Appreciate that very much.
Yeah, an awesome report. Hey, all the way from Bolsa Chica and Edger all the way down to Mission Bay. Good morning, Marcos. It's Seaforth Sport Fishing. How you doing?
What up, Marcos?
Doing all right. How you guys doing today?
We're doing great.
Well, definitely a little shift in fishing this last week here. Not nearly as much bluefin, but a lot of very good yellowtail fishing. But before, you know, I get too far in that, we did have some good bluefin counts in there. And actually one of the highlights was Sam on the Invader on his six-pack charter. He had four bluefin with fish up to 187 pounds in addition to the 25 yellowtail and a Dorado. And so, like I said, a little shift, not as much bluefin, but a lot of yellowtail, some Dorado in the mix there. Occasional yellowfin sneaking in the mix, so definitely some shifting conditions there. That's on those one days, a day and a half. To San Diego, another full-day boat. You see some very good yellowtail fishing. Again, some Dorado in the mix on those full days. Haven't seen any yellowfin on full days yet, I don't think, but I'm sure we'll see a few of those at some point here. Good fishing all around on those trips, those full days, the one days, a day and a half. The half-day trip, still very good calico bass fishing. Still seeing a little bit of bonita, barracuda in the mix. And, again, like we talked about last week, that goes to the twilight, too. Actually, the twilight Thursday night, three bonita, three barracuda, and 33 calico bass. So a nice mix of fish there. So definitely check the website, seaforthlanding.com, and you can see the full schedule up there for all those trips, half days, full days, overnight, day and a half, nice mix of trips there. And, guys, it is the middle of summer here, and trips are booking up really quick, especially on those full days and the one days and day and a half. Those trips are fit. 2 to 3 weeks in advance in some cases. So definitely give yourself some time, make some reservations, take advantage of the great weather and the great fishing, and get out there and catch some fish.
Right on, Marcos. Yeah, great report all the way around. And, boy, it's been nice to see a really good grade of yellowtail, too, that those guys have been catching. That offshore fish on kelps, it's definitely not the, you know, not the three-pounders of years before. It's some really nice-looking fish.
Yeah, I've been hearing a lot of stuff in that 10 to 20-pound range there. Most of them centering around that 12 to 15, so... Again, like we've talked about, some of those very catchable. Everyone wants to, you know, hook into that 60-pound yellowtail, but you also want to go out there and give everyone a chance to catch some fish. And those fish are catchable. You can get to take something home and definitely get a shot at some of those bigger fish as well.
Great call, Marcos. Appreciate a great report, as always, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
All right. Thanks a lot, buddy.
All right. Hey, man, a new one of the show sponsored by Summit Gasoline. And they have discounted Everingham live bait. Certificates, ice, fishing licenses, beer, soda, water, snacks, coffee, and the best prices on gas and diesel. It's Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. Easy in and out with your boat trailer, and for a limited time, this is the crazy one,
right?
Get 100 pounds of free ice with a 35-gallon purchase. You heard it right. 100 pounds of ice. It is crazy. There's no other place to get your gas and load up on everything you need to go fishing. It's Summit Gasoline at the Sports Arena San Diego. So clarify, is that, I mean, I'm kind of familiar with the Sports Arena area, and there's Chick-fil-A.
It's right next door.
So it's the old AMPM.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
yeah,
no way.
Right there. Super easy. It, just like they say, it's super easy to get in and out from either direction on Sports Arena.
Yeah.
So whether you take Sports Arena Boulevard or you go down to the end of the 8 there, and it's and the station is just huge. It's just
And it's at a light. So when you're exiting, and if you want to go left or right, there's a light to stop the traffic.
It's huge, boat trailer, very easy, friendly to get through with your boat. You know, it's pull through from either direction. The roof is super tall, no issues with folding towers. It's just a really, really slick spot. And again, you throw 35 gallons of fuel more into your boat, you're getting a free 100 pounds of ice.
100 pounds of ice. And that's a limited time.
And they do discounted bait certificates.
Crazy.
So like you buy a certificate for lesser money than it's going to cost you. Yeah, it's a really cool deal, and they're just wanting to hook up the fishermen and try and get that business established.
It doesn't matter if you're getting off the 8 at Sports Arena or if you're getting off the 8 at Rosecrans.
Yeah.
It's super easy, and early in the morning, there's no traffic.
Yeah, pretty slick. So, yeah, we're stoked to have those guys. New sponsor to the show. Hey, boy, lots of great there. If somebody wants to give us a phone call this morning, phones have been packed, 213-432-1090. Corey, let's jump into the phones.
Let's do it. They are packed. David, all the way from Utah. Good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, David.
What's up, David?
Hi, I just want to clarify one thing. Is it Cal's two-speed reel conversions? Is that you guys?
Yes, that is our actual official name. But now that we're not doing two-speed conversions, we're just trying to cut it down to Cal's type so that we don't confuse people, because for 30-some years we were doing two-speed conversions, and we just don't do that anymore.
Everybody always, you know, affectionately refers you guys as Cals anyway. Yes. So going forward, that's just kind of be what it is.
Yeah.
Got it.
Is this still the phone number? 626-357-4441.
You're hired.
I just want to make sure I got the right thing, because I didn't hear your phone number or name at all. And I went off what you said, Cal and Sheets, and then went in the internet to find it. So. Anyway.
You found it, Dave. What are you wanting to send the way of Cal and Eric?
I want to talk to him and see what would be the best setup for light line getting larger bluefin tuna. Because
there you go, right?
I don't have the patience to wait around. And I've landed 80 pound, 100 pound bluefin on just 20 pound tests, and so I want to see what would be the next level.
We have done stuff like that. We actually have a lady quite a few years ago got a 203 and a half yellowfin on IGFA 20.
On a reel that we built.
So it can be done. Yeah.
So when someone comes to you with that request, hey, I you know, it's fly line, it's tough to get a bite, I've been on my last few trips and all the guys that were catching them were in the middle of the day and it was a super teeny hook and I had to get a bite, but the fish are still 80 pounds or 100 pounds, or what do you do in a scenario like that?
Well, first thing, you need a lot of line.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing. You do need a lot of line because you don't have that much control. The rest of it is, it's pure, I think, luck as much as anything, that they don't chew through on you, type of thing. You can only pull so hard on a certain size hook, so you have to be able to set. That's when we will tune a reel much lighter, so that, like, for 20 pound, we're going to maybe get you 5 pounds of drag at strike, unless you say you want 6 or 7, you know, type of thing. But generally, your hook size is also dependent on it. So we will build that reel so that just after you go into gear and you have a little bit of drag, you'll only have like 5 pounds of drag at strike and maybe 7 or 8 at full.
Wow.
So the reel is just tuned down to match you. There's a
setting
lot of
up your range for how you're, again,
yeah,
how you're
right
going to fish it.
And, yeah. So, I mean, and there's a lot of good reels. You know, are you a Ford Chevy or a Chrysler man? And, you know,
right,
you tell us what reel, what manufacturer, and we can maybe lead you to what reel will do that, that we can tune the best for you.
Sure. Well
very
said.
Interesting.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Totally. Hey, appreciate the phone call, Dave, very much. A good text that came through. Hey, guys, I'm loving the show. Can you explain gear ratio? For example, 5 to 1, how it's rated, and does it change when more line comes off for your reel, or is that just the retrieve rate? Those kind of general questions from Robert and LaKington.
Gear ratio is just exactly what it is. It's how many times the spool rotate per turn of the handle. Now,
so a 5-to-1 gear ratio means
you turn the handle one time, the spool turns five times.
Got it.
Now, depending on the diameter of the spool or how full you are, is how many inches of line per turn of the handle. Mm-hmm. So you can take a little say a Talica 10 or 8 at 5-to-1. Actually, fairly slow,
mm-hmm.
but you put that on a Talica 50, and it's flying.
So yeah, a true read is more inches per turn of the handle. You know, when you're talking about different reels.
Sure.
Yeah.
So, but the gear ratio will always stay the same because no matter what, one turn of the handle, spool spins five times. Now, right. How much line you have on or off the spool, that's relative to you, but the spool is still turning the same amount of
times. And it's fully independent between that and the drag system and everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So when they pull it off, you know, when they pull the line off.
The one thing is, as we've all been taught, the more line is out, you should be backing your drag off because the tension's going up because your fishing reel is a constant torque.
Mm-hmm.
So many inches from the center of the spool to the line, and so much tension on the line. And as that spool goes down, the tension goes up because the lever arm is not as long.
Very good information.
That's awesome, right? Yeah. This is why these guys do what they do.
Well, and also, to even add to that, that's why we generally like either a full spool or completely empty when the reels come in. Now, we have to math it out if you got a half spool and everything else like that. Because if your spool is totally empty and there's no line on it, we have a filler that we put on it, this clamp, and it simulates a full spool of a line. So we test all of that, you know, and so we can get you the appropriate amount of drag.
We get a customer who will send a half a spool of line on, like on a 130, and say he wants 70 pounds of drag at strike. Well, he's got to pull 110 pounds of drag down that small because it's down. So when we get guys, especially in the higher end, we say either full spool or no line because we just can't physically test it.
I'm trying to envision 110 pounds of drag.
So earlier you heard me say stupid drag?
Yeah.
That's stupid drag.
That is crazy. I mean, that's got to be very difficult to manage. Really.
Yes, I fished it many, many, many years ago, 110 pounds of drag on a rod.
In a chair.
And in a chair. And the rod had a number 72 tip. 72 tip. And you literally stiff-legged.
For good reference, the tip diameter of like a heavy 100-pound rail rod is like a 14 or a 16.
Yes.
Right.
And you're talking a 72.
At the time, it was the biggest one that
AFCO had ever made.
I don't know about now,
but
at the time, it was the biggest one they ever made.
So let me ask you this. If you got it to 110 pounds of drag, what did it start with? I mean, how in your conversion, what...
You mean as far as how much drag did it go ahead? I don't know.
It was an old 130. It was my own personal reel.
But this reel was built right when you put it into gear. Yeah. You had a pound or two of drag.
Wow.
So you had, 109 pounds of range or whatever it is between that? So you could have your little marks on it and slightly bump it up and back and forth.
That particular reel in one season at Cape Hatteras caught over 300 giants.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
Wow.
That's really cool.
I love this.
Yeah, this is awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, well, we got a very special treat on the line. We got Pete calling us from all the way up in Katmai, Alaska. Good morning, Pete.
Hey, Pete.
Hey, good morning, Rick, Corey, Eric, and Al. How's the show going?
Good morning.
Howdy.
We're having such a good time. So, I mean, no surprise to you, Pete, but so much cool info from just having the wizards of the reel in here today.
Oh, no kidding, man. They do such amazing work. I know they've worked on several of my reels, and it's just like a different world. You know,
totally.
You take anything, a Talica, whatever you do, it's just like it's a different world when you let Cal and Eric work on it, that's for sure. But I got to tell you, we're wrapping up our full week here at Katmai Lodge with a great group of Let's Talk Hookup Davis Boat people here, and fantastic week of fishing here at Katmai. And every time I come up here, it's a very different different type of fishing, very different week, and this was no exception. We had amazing king salmon fishing this time. I have seen king salmon fishing like this before, mostly on spinners and jigs in the holes. You know, fish from 2 to 35 pounds for kings. Really fun. All the kings are released here. You can keep one male if you do catch them, but pretty much there was so much sockeye in the river that everybody filled their 50-pound box of sockeye. I had my box filled in 2 days. It's a little 10 per day, and most people had their boxes filled the first 2 days. But it was an interesting run here. So the first 2 days, Saturday, Sunday, we got our limits of sockeye, and then a Monday morning, sockeye were gone. I mean, gone. Then we found out that they had put the nets in at the front of the river there, and there's 500 boats catching sockeye for 24 hours. It kind of puts a damper on the sockeye run.
Yeah, a little bit.
But then the nets come out, and the sockeye come right back. And so people that came in on part of the end of the trip, they all let it out too. But it's amazing how fast the river rebounds from that. And so we had sockeye pretty much all week except for 2 days. King salmon all week. We had a few chum start to come in. The chum fishing started just starting to heat up now, and the chum fishing's good. And just the numerous fish. I did a lot of trout fishing. Trout fishing, unfortunately, was much slower than I can remember in the past. That's probably because the sockeye run this year was early, and what happens is all the trout in the rivers go head follow the sockeye right up to the upper lakes where they spawn, and they're just kind of on their journey up there. But we definitely had some nice trout, definitely some good trout, and the grayling fishing on the dry fly was just off the charts, just
That's
amazing
so cool.
Grayling fishing. But the thing about Katmai that is so different than other places is the variety of fish that you catch, and you can catch them. You know, a lot of guys were, including myself and everybody, we were fishing both the fly as well as the spin, and equally as effective, especially in the deep holes for the kings. The jig and the spinners are really effective. So if you ever think, well, I'm not a fly fisherman, I can't go to Katmai, that is quite the contrary. You would be very, very effective throwing a spinning rod up here and catch a lot of fish. But it's a food is unbelievable. Abba Cantor and the staff that he's put together have just done an incredible job. Fantastic guides. The housing is for such a remote place. Everything is so comfortable and so easy. So interesting enough, we have our date set for next year, July 16th. There's a 4-day package and a 7-day package, and we have 20 slots put aside, and I believe about 12 of them are already taken by the people that.
That's cool.
So if you want to come up here next year, they've graciously given us a very, very hefty discount for our group only, which just doesn't happen because Katmai doesn't have to give a discount because they fill up all the time. So if you want to go on our trip next year, you need to make reservations right away. Call Laura and the gang in the office and make your reservations right away, either on the 4-day trip or the 7-day trip. And you know, I can tell you this: there's a lot of saltwater anglers up here that have never been here, and they were the first ones to rebook for next year because it's such a different type of fishery, such an unusual place. The wildlife is just insane. I saw moose, eagles, tons of bears, lots of beaver. I mean, just amazing, amazing experience up here at Katmai. So katmailodge.com, katmai.com, check it out. Give them a call. Get on the trip next year, and I promise you will not be sorry. But
I just want to
thank you guys for covering for me. I sure appreciate you covering and allowing me to get this. We fly back to Anchorage today, and then I get on a flight tomorrow morning, and I'll be home tomorrow afternoon. So appreciate you guys very much, and we'll see you back in San Diego.
Sounds like an awesome trip, Pete. Crazy. Well, great report all the way through. Glad you guys had such good fishing, so much fun with that Davis group. And man, can't back up enough what you say about that place. It's just very, very special and so unique. And I just want to exactly echo what you said. By no means do you need to be a hardcore freshwater fly fishing guy only. That's the farthest thing from my repertoire and had maybe the best time we'd ever had up there. It's a really, really special place. Great report, Pete. We'll look forward to talking to you back in the studio next week. And we'll glad you guys had such a great one.
All right. Thanks, guys. Thanks for coming, guys. And we'll see you next week.
All right. Appreciate that, Pete. How cool is that?
What,
man, some good fishing going on.
I know it. Hey, you're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. We're going to be right back taking your calls, fish reports, and more when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day and full-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available or call 619-223-1627. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090, and just having such a great time, Rick.
We were during the break, we were talking about stupid drag, and you showed us a picture of one of your customers that was fishing. That wasn't a customer. That was you.
That was me.
You're ridiculous, Eric. Good Lord. So explain the photo that you just showed us. This was giant bluefin.
It was giant bluefin, and we're fishing up in PEI, and the guy got his camera out, and I just started pulling on it. And so we're using Baja Boomers with 6 inches cut off the tip.
Oh, my God.
Which takes right? 6 inches of the cushion
away. That's a Louisville slugger.
Okay, this thing looks like a Fenwick noodled rod, right? Yeah. And it was just crazy. I mean, I was fishing 70. Over 70 pounds of drag at full. And then obviously you can't always pull that. But when they're running, it's like, hey, guess what? You're going to go swimming without if you're doing it then. But once they calmed down and everything, I was able to fish. You know, first year I did 80 pounds, and it literally bent me over.
I was just lifting you off the ball with your feet.
I was like, that's too much. So then we went down to 70, and And even that's just...
Again, that is stupid drag.
And yeah. That's stand-up. That's yeah.
Like Beyond Man stuff.
Yeah, right? Yeah, no yeah. doubt. Drag pressure numbers are a thing that a lot of people throw around, and a lot of times it's like almost a buzzword to help sell reels. Makes 40 pounds of drag. The amount of drag pressure used, and I mean, you guys know this because you do scale it. You're not, you know, we talked to Roy. There was a question last week for Roy, like, how many pounds of pressure should I be putting in my 60-pound? And Roy just looked at the microphone like three times, like, I got no idea, man. I don't know about this much,
exactly.
So
all by feel.
Yeah, and I think that people just have this assumption, you know, they throw out these big numbers. This reel makes 25 pounds of drag. The amount of pressure that is commonly fished, you know, on that 40, 50, 60 pound line, like what is that amount of pressure that's most commonly guys set guys up with?
Yeah, we're usually safe with that 25%. That's usually where a good, great starting point. So if you're fishing, you know, 50 pound, that's 12 or 13 pounds of drag. If you're fishing 100 pound, it's around 25 pounds of drag. Now, that's just right off of the reel.
Mm-hmm.
So once you put it over a rod, everything else like that, I mean, that's a great starting point. But we get some of the guys, like I just did, we just did this week for a friend of ours, and he fishes, what was it, a smaller Talica, and he wanted like 25 pounds of drag out of one of the smaller ones.
Yeah.
And that becomes almost stupid drag. Mm-hmm. It's for like 50, 60-pound test. Now, whether he's going to strike or not, remains different
because
everybody fishes different.
You hear all the numbers that a lot of these top anglers fish. They say they want, say, 30 pounds of drag at strike. Well, if you actually watch them, mm-hmm. they very seldom even get to strike until right towards the end, and then they'll even go up a little higher yet just to finish that fish off. Mm-hmm. But they're not fishing that number when the fish is running
hard.
They're
not fly lining a bait, you get a bite, and then going to 35 pounds of drag.
No, right.
It just doesn't work like that.
No. You have to fish with the seat of your pants a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, you've got, if the fish is running hard and you push the drag up, you've got to figure the, not only it's coming off the reel at that tension, it has more tension out at the hook because the fish is pulling the line through the water. Take 100 yards of line or 200 yards of line, put a hook on it, and drag it back to the boat.
Sure.
Well, that's
half doubled over.
And I remember this must be 25, 30 years ago when I was fishing and Rollo's helping me when I'm out on the boat. He says you really have to use that lever a lot. Listen to it when you have the high drag, when you've got too much or when you need to back. You really need to use that lever.
Stupid tight was always a Rollo term,
right?
You know, like that was where that came from. You just don't want it stupid tight,
right?
Nope.
Yeah, when things are pinging and popping and coming off the reel,
you know
you might want to back down just a little bit. That's cool. Well, man, great info. So many phone calls ahead, and again, text the show as well. We got great text lined up. Let's jump into it, Corey.
Let's do it, Rick. Corey from Escondido. Good morning. Welcome to the show this morning.
Hey, Corey.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for having me on. I got a quick question for Rick and then some questions for Cal and Eric. Rick,
all right.
Do I need to rig up a leader on my Colt Snipers for going out on a day trip next Saturday? And then for the real question, I'm torn between for a 40-pound bait reel, I'm torn between a Fathom, whatever, 30, I think it is, and a Talica 12. When you get down to it, guys, what are your thoughts on those two reels? And I know they're both awesome, but what do you pick?
I mean, I think that this is a subject for everybody. I'm a Talica guy. It's what I fish with. It has nothing to do with my allegiance to the show and them being a sponsor. You know, when I leave this 2 hours of the show, I work in a tackle store that sells every piece of those gear, and I'm a big fan of the competitors of it also. But when it comes down to it, I'm a Talica guy. It has nothing to do with reel show stuff. I just love the way that reel fishes. For me, it's very smooth. It's the perfect of covering everything I want a reel to do across the board. You know, maybe there's a reel that makes more drag pressure, and maybe there's a reel that has a lighter spool. But for me, it's just across the board covering all the bases of having a reel that's very smooth, very good drag, the amount of torque I'm looking for, and still really castable. I like a TAC-12.
Well, the TAC-12 absolutely is an excellent reel. But the Fathom 30 is an excellent reel also, except the only advantage it has is not fishing. It's cost.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if you can afford the
right
Talica, you get the Talica. If you can't afford it, you get the Fathom because you can still have a reel that will work quite well. Yeah. So they're both excellent reels.
Now, say that Corey decides to get either of those two reels, the Fathom or the Italica. What are the types of things that you guys like to do when one of those comes across your reel bench?
Well, the both of them we do our blueprinting on. If he said I think it was 40-pound test, mm-hmm. which we would you could tell us that we would blueprint it so it matches it out fine on either reel. That light of line, I would not recommend a lower low gear. I think you do not need a lower low gear with that size line on that reel. If you were putting 80 pound on your Tac 12, which guys do, then the lower low gear would come in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, great questions. Yeah, Corey, I hope that does it for you. And as far as a leader for your Colt Sniper goes, I would definitely be prepared to have that with you for sure. And it depends a little bit on the gear that you're fishing it on and the size of fish that we happen to be catching. So not totally black or white answer. If you had that thing on 40-pound tackle and you were catching 25-pound bluefins, I think you could just fish straight the way that it is and tie your line onto it. If there was just an excess of that bigger fish around 60 to 100 pounds, which there's been a lot of that caught on the Colt Sniper, I would indeed have a little bit heavier, you know, a bite leader.
And that heavier leader, Rick, isn't going to affect the action really, right?
No.
So, I mean, there's...
Yeah, 80-pound, 100-pound, just something heavy. Because like you say, Corey, when something's going to bite one of those...
It's reactionary.
Exactly. Yeah, it's going to bite regardless.
So it's a calico or bluefin. Yeah. I like it.
Same thing,
right?
Yeah, totally. Corey, appreciate the phone call very much. Had a good text come through. This was from Brian in Harupa Valley. Good morning, boys. I'd like to get a TAC 16 blueprinted and a TAC 25 blueprinted and low gear. What's the turnaround time and what would be the best time of the year to bring them to you?
Well, the best time of the year is after your fishing season here, because our lead time varies a lot. The funniest thing is really right now our lead time is only about 4 to 6 weeks because we've had to turn down so much stuff. Guys will call,
sure,
I need it in 2 weeks or three at the beginning of the season, and we were so far behind that we just could not slide them in. I mean, we just didn't have the time. Now the season's gone a little bit. We're a little bit closer. As I said, we figure about 4 to 6 weeks. But part of that is we're going fishing also.
You're leaving to Cedros.
We're going to Cedros, and then after that, we do a little. He does a 3 day on Supreme, and then we have a 1 day on the
Ranger 85.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Yep.
What a cool addition the Supreme's been over at Seafood.
Oh, yes. In fact, we've been doing a lot of reels for him.
Wow. and then we have our funnest trip of the year in September.
Which is?
We go back to do the giant bluefin again in Prince Edward Island.
Wow.
And we just got the approval through the, you know, Canadian government and everything to go back. And
okay.
As long as you've had your vaccines and everything else like that. So the skipper's super excited. He's got a brand new boat and everything, and he's ready for us.
You guys fish with the same outfit back there every year?
Yeah.
And which is?
It's Tightline Tours. It's a father and son. They have two different boats that they go out on. They're like 45-foot lobster boats, and the son has a boat business where he's as far as tricking out boats, and they make them from the ground up and everything else like that. So, I mean, everything is just amazing.
What
so
a cool trip.
I mean, totally.
From Cedros to Supreme to...
And we take four guys. There's four of us. You're allowed to catch up to three fish a day, you know, type of thing. Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. I'm fairly lucky. I get to pick which day I'm fishing because it's got to be flat calm.
We give him the wild card. He's like, hey,
it's flat today. I'm up.
Yeah. Right?
And are you allowed to keep any of those, or no. It's all catch and release?
It's catch and release, but what they have on the island there is they have each boat captain gets to keep a couple of fish a year. But it varies from year to year. And the last time we were there, in I think it was 2019, the captain came and found us, and he goes, hey, I got a surprise for you. So we've been doing this. That was the sixth or seventh year. He goes, I got three tags. So three of you guys get to keep it.
Oh, how cool.
And so they were able to bring up the fish. They were going to be, you know, use them and kept anyway. And so they had we had a 525. I think it was like a
650.
Like around a 650. And then my dad ended up with the big one that he got up there. It was right at 700 pounds.
Oh, my
gosh. And
incredible.
Crazy.
And it's, I mean, we got a picture in our office where guys come in and then they look at that. They were like, okay, is that like Photoshopped or no? It's, It's the real deal.
That's incredible.
That's awesome. Awesome. Well, phones are packed. Let's keep rolling, Corey.
Let's do it, Rick. Sam from Irvine. Thanks for joining us. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you. Great show. Hey, I have the newer internet access with a click on the strike button. But I'm wondering, does the strike button, that adjustment knob on the older models, wear? Because I've been, when I use them sometimes on a bigger fish, it seems like the drag is shifted, or is that just the heat of the reel? Is that a service issue? I'm not quite sure what's going on there.
It could be service issues, type of thing, because as your drag washers get tired and everything else, the heat is going to affect them. It depends on which drag material you happen to have in the reel, because there's several different drag materials. Now on the internationals, the only thing we use is their new Dura drag, and it's a wet drag, and it seems to be very consistent. We've had very good luck with it.
Speaking of drag, we've heard multiple people talk about it of other reels. Now, this wet drags and greased drag. Could you explain the difference, what a wet drag is versus a dry drag and how that comes about?
Most of the drags that are in use these days are the carbon fiber materials.
Okay.
Most of them work best with a little bit of grease added to them. Some are lighter amounts of grease. Other ones are what Cal calls a completely wet drag, where we're taking the drag and we're greasing it and baking it in and then putting some more grease on. We're literally putting as much as physically will stay on there.
Okay.
That's some of them. So it definitely does vary from one to the next. But, yep.
And basically you but again, you guys know that, hey, this reel performs best with the extra amount of grease.
Yeah,
but
a wet drag,
a wet drag is just grease that is applied to the drag washer.
Yeah, using our drag grease.
We use a grease that we had developed for this particular thing.
And that's a thing that even a lot of reel manufacturers, you talk about. I mean, that is like the kind of the industry standard for grease for a drag. It's Cal's grease.
We have 11 manufacturers using it, yes.
That's awesome.
That's crazy.
So these guys, you know what you're talking about when it comes to drags.
Yeah, we ship it all over the world. Yeah.
That's awesome. Awesome. Well, great phone call and a great text. Oh, why don't we jump back to the phones there?
Let's
jam-packed, Corey.
And they are, Rick. Let's talk to Jim. Jim calling from Nashville City. Good morning, Jim.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, good morning, guys. Another great show. I got a couple of things. First of all, Rick, I don't know if Tommy P. texted you a picture of that big bass he got at Otay the other day, 8 pounds, 14 ounces. And I think he got it on one of Corey's soft baits. Corey had set Tommy up with some soft baits to fish the lakes with. And Tommy P was out there testing his new trolling motor, and up along the Thule line, sometimes you will see these bass cruising in and out, on a feeding trip and trying to bust those bluegill out of the Thules. But anyway, he was not sight fishing. He wasn't fishing the bass on a nest. The fish had already spawned. If you see a picture of it, it's a tremendously long fish, but it is spawned out. And I would say maybe over 10 pounds if it was loaded up. But anyway,
he didn't tell us, so we're glad you called him out.
Yeah,
Sam,
right?
Sandbag and Corey and I like that on those big fish. We appreciate you letting his secret out.
Tommy
Jim.
P. I know.
Yeah, you know how Tommy is. He's kind of low profile, but I'm pretty sure he caught that on Corey's soft bait, flipped it out there, saw the fish cruising, flipped it out there, and got bit on the sink. But anyway,
that's pretty cool, buddy.
We're fortunate in Southern California to have some awesome lakes. I mean, San Diego in its own has some.
Totally.
I know. But we're very fortunate, Jim.
Yeah,
Jim, do you have a question for the boys?
I'm not into fishing 20-pound test, catching a 60, hooking a 60-pound fish, and losing it after an hour. I want to fish a palica. Maybe you tell me which size. I want to load it up, I think, with 65-pound Spectra, and then top shot it with anything from 40 to 60-pound test. Fly line, straight fly line.
Yeah, for sure.
Do I want to do anything to that reel to get the most casting ability out of it, or am I going to be all right straight out of the box. Sardines, fly lining. I want to see what I can get, you know, with that 60-pound top shot on
As we said earlier, I'd fish it first. I would fish it first, and if you think you can handle a little bit more free spool out of it, we can definitely do our thing.
There are ways to make that reel, though, free spool better than
a little bit better. I'm not going to say a huge amount.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, we're talking when you say that reel. Some of them free spool a lot better than others,
sure,
right out of the box. Yeah. So let's say it this way. We can get it up to the best we can get
mm-hmm.
by working on it.
Type of thing.
But they're a very good reel. But I think we do get a little bit better free spool on it. But we also, you know, work on that. That's what we do. It's custom built.
You guys said the very same thing to me on, you know, I have shipped a lot of reels up to you, drag work, things together, and I had that exact same question. Well, hey, can you make my Talica 12 free spool better? And you said, well, sure we can, but it's probably not going to be the world of difference since you're sending us reels anyways. Why don't you wait until that thing's due for its service? And then at that time,
for sure, let's
wait until you probably didn't do as good a job as you could have washing the thing off every time. And there's a little bit of corrosion here or there. And you did this to your drag. And, you know, wait until we're going to serve all those issues. And then once we've already got the thing torn apart on the bench, then let's kick your free spool up to the next level.
Yeah, for sure.
Yep. All right. Well, hey, again, appreciate the phone call, Jim, very much. Why don't we sneak another in there, Corey?
Let's do it. How about Chuck? Chuck all the way from Dana Point. Good morning, Chuck.
Excellent show as always. Hey, here I step it up to my standard. I bought me a Speedmaster 25, filled it up, marked it every 100 foot, and the customer knows I'm a fisherman. He goes, here's an old reel of mine, a 30SW International 2-speed. Now, it says it's a 30-pound IGF class tournament reel. And will I replace anything? You know, I got a TLD 30 I could replace. But what would I do to this thing?
That's what the real manufacturers, when they were all originally made, the 30SW was a 30-pound IGFA class reel, but it was made to fish 30 to 50.
Okay.
But capacity-wise, you can fish 100 on it, no problem with the braid. And we do quite a bit of that. We'll build, you know, I generally recommend max on that one about 25, 26 pounds of drag at strike, high 30s, low 40s at full. And that's generally as much as anybody's going to be able to handle unless you're really good.
30 wides caught all of the big tuna in its day. It's not like that reel is not capable of still doing that. You know,
tons of
big fish have been caught on it. It's just now, in addition to that reel being capable, you can get the similar performance, even better performance, out of something that's smaller and lighter, easier to hang on to.
And again, it's matching it up to how he's going to fish
totally, or
what type of trips and everything.
Yeah, to,
he may
to
only want
to
do, you know, 60-pound test or 50 or whatever it may be.
That's it. It's still got its place for sure. And that's the beauty of it is you guys, whether it's a reel that you've had for that long and you need that brought up to the current level, or you've got a current reel that you want to match to you, you guys do, you know, one way to the other. Yep. I dig it. That's killer.
All right. Killer information. We're going to be right back. We're going to find out who's won his killer prize when we return on the Let's Talk About and a Mightier 1090.
If you're looking for a high-quality cocktail that's also easy to enjoy on your next fishing trip, check out Cutwater Spirits' lineup of canned cocktails. Cutwater's master distiller and co-founder, Yusuf Cherney, is a hardcore fisherman. In fact, he developed Cutwater with all his favorite adventures in mind. Yusuf takes Cutwater's award-winning spirits, uses them to make real cocktails, and then puts them into cans so you can take them anywhere. It's like they were made for fishing because they were actually made for fishing. Check out their popular canned margarita made with real tequila, the Zesty Vodka Mule, or the Spicy Bloody Mary, which has some serious bite. They also make super refreshing vodka sodas in grapefruit, lime, and cucumber flavors. Just crack the can and enjoy a bar-quality cocktail even when there's no bar in sight. Back at the dock or at your evening anchorage in Catalina, Cutwater cocktails are exactly what you need for your next fishing trip. You can check out all 18 of Cutwater's canned cocktails at CutwaterSpirits.com and then look for them at your local liquor store. Then go ahead and set your cocktail free. Please enjoy responsibly.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Don't give up on finicky fish and light bites. The secret to getting more bites is thinner leader for more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label Leader Material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tensile strength, this advanced leader material has been proven all season long on finicky tuna as big as 100 pounds on 40-pound tests. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphite Series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast Series, the rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Cup. Having a great time here this morning.
Man, we've had a really good time, Rick. And a lucky winner, only one lucky winner for the $125 toward a reel with Cal's here is Tom. Tom from San Diego.
You got it, Tom. Again, so, service on Italica, a Fathom, a Speedmaster, a Torque, any of that style reel, you're going to get that service done, and your reel is going to be in the hands of the absolute masters.
Yes.
Well, we sure appreciate that, boys. If somebody wants to get in on this kind of stuff, they want better free spool. They want a little more drag. Their reel has gone through three seasons worth of good fishing. In their mind, it still works. But you know what? I want this thing tuned up so when I do hook that 200-pounder on the next trip, it's right. All of the services that you guys do, how do we do it?
Or if they just want a little guidance. If they wanted to figure out what they, you know, hey, I got this. So.
Or what can I do?
Or Spectra, like for we were sure, talking about. You sure. want the ultimate in your Spectra marked for your flat fallen. So print out stuff.
We're in northern San Diego County. We're in Fallbrook. And the phone number is 626-357-4441. Website is cals2speed.com, using the number 2. And they can get a hold of us. We can try to figure out what works for them and what their time frame is and stuff like that. And
you're going to always help guide through the process.
We
try to do the best we can.
That's what I'm saying. You guys fish. You've been doing this forever. You know what is right for a guy. And I think that's the best thing about you guys is I have heard you, including myself, talk people out of money, spending money more often than not. Like, you're always going to be straight up. When it's worth spending cash, you're going to tell somebody. And when it's worth to hold back, you're going to do that too.
Yep.
I dig it. Well, we love it, guys. Appreciate you coming in. I can't believe how fast 2 hours goes, but we really appreciate everything you do for us and a great job. One more time, give us the phone number so somebody wants to call you.
626-357-4441.
Awesome. Great time. We appreciate you. Big thanks to Adam for keeping us on the app. Huge thanks to Christian for keeping us rolling. And we'll look forward to talking to you tomorrow. It's going to be a freelance show. Just Corey and I talking tuna, tackle, and calicos. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way tomorrow morning right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, the Mightier 1090.